All right. So hello and welcome to another episode of The Raven in the Road. Today we have with us guest Chima from Music Together. So hello, Chima.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Pretty good. Well, yeah, so I guess just kind of kicking it off. Can we just get maybe like a few minutes, just kind of introduction about, you know, you, kind of where you come from, what you're doing now?
Yeah, great. To those who don't know, me and Nick went to undergrad together. So I went to UNCP for 3 years after transferring from Fayetteville Tech. I was in Fayetteville Tech's first class for their brand new music program. I believe it was 2013 is the year that they kicked it off, and I went there. And when I transferred to UNCP, I really didn't know what I wanted to do. When I talked to the chair at the time, it was Dr. Tim Altman. He was like, hey, we have this new degree. And I was just like, wow. And, you know, he explained to me that it was like a new field. And I guess this is kind of like not the way most people choose, you know, degrees. Most people, I feel like they go to university knowing exactly what they wanted to do. I really didn't. I knew I wanted to do music, but I didn't really know what that degree, you know, what it was all about. But just my background, my aunt and my uncle are very pinnacle in my life. They both own businesses, and they're not anything. They're just, you know, owner operator, very small businesses. But I always thought it was cool that they could wake up and, you know, set their schedule for the day every day, and they were their own boss. So when I found out that music business was its own, at the time, new industry that is really up and coming, I was just like, wow, it's like, not only can I be a musician, but I could also make a career, yeah, you know, doing things, you know, being my own boss. So from that moment, I was like, absolutely. So
right?
This is all me. Yeah. So I chose a degree. And as Nick knows as well, I feel like our degree was pretty much it was one of the more challenging degrees, in my opinion. This is not even being biased either, but it was really like a sampler or a multifaceted degree. You know, of course, a music degree in your field, whether it's instrument or voice, mine was piano, but it was also entrepreneurship. It was also jazz studies, and it was also media and technology integration. Mm-hmm. So it was like a really, it's a lot. it's a fat degree. So anyway, yeah. So I graduated from there 2018, and yeah, May of 2018, I will admit I kind of panicked, as most, you know, people fresh out of undergrad do. But literally within a month, I mean, jobs just started falling in my lap. I mean, of course, I had to go out there and look for it. But one of my very first jobs was teaching at Music and Arts. I still teach there, by the way. I teach piano there. And at the time, I was considered an independent contractor. Then I thought outside of the box. I guess this is where my entrepreneurial mindset comes from. I went and wrote an email and sent it to a bunch of private / Christian schools in my area. And I told them, like, hey, you know, I am a native of Fayetteville, North Carolina. This is a degree I have. And, you know, since you guys are private schools, you guys, you know, have a lot more flexibility. And what do you think about allowing me to teach there, you know, teach private lessons at the school? And they thought it was great. Parents are busy. People's lives are getting busier and busier every day. Most kids are in school from 8 to 3. And then sometimes they have tutoring. And then after that, you know, lessons. So like how I incorporated it was, but the students took lessons with me, private lessons throughout the school day. And that honestly became somewhat of a full-time job. And then I did other things like gigging and teaching independently, playing for church. And then Music Together came along. So,
oh, that's awesome. Well, and I love that. I mean, you know, especially with the private schools. I mean, that's, you know, it gives you an opportunity, but it also like solves the problem and the need for like both the parents and the students. So
that's, exactly, convenience. Yeah. It was the parents love that. They love that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what I've noticed, especially me like teaching in home lessons. The parents are like, I'm like a low key like taxi service here at home. So like this is
absolutely. Yeah, that's another big feel, kind of off topic, but I have some colleagues that do travel teaching. Mm-hmm. I never really did that, but they just go to parents' house, you know, homes. A lot of kids are homeschooled that for their market, but yeah. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I love it. So you talked about Music Together. So what exactly is that?
Yeah. So once again, all of the successes that I just talked about happened in 2018. Then around, I believe, the beginning of 2019, January, February, I get this random phone call from this lady. I still don't know who she is. She was the friend of the director. Seriously, she was the friend of the former director of Music Together of Fayetteville. She was like, hey, my name is so-and-so. I can't remember her name, but she was like, I hear that you have a degree in music business. And I was like, yeah. I was like, she's like, are you interested in taking over my business? Just like that, like a random person. Yeah. And I was just like, I was floored. I was like, I think I did say out of excitement, absolutely. So I hung up the phone, and then I thought about it, of course. Here's where UNCP and the SBTDC, this is where they come into a huge part of my successes. So UNCP has this hub, the Thomas Entrepreneurial Hub at UNCP, and most public universities are sponsored by the, or at least funded by the SBTDC, that stands for the Small Business and Technology Development Center. Anyway, they help business startups. So I went there and I told one of my counselors, they assigned me to a business counselor, and he walked me every step of the way, you know, telling me the good, the bad, the ugly. Of course, we learned this in our degree as well. But once again, our degree is like a, you know, a sampler. So I did that. And over the course of several months, I was back and forth at UNCP at the hub. And I don't want to go into too much details, but yeah, they walked me through every step of the way, like how to properly buy a business, you know, all the paperwork that needs to be done.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
Yeah. So that happened around like January, February of 2019. And then over the course of 3 or 4 or 5 months, however, they made it a success. They made it a reality. So we set up a contract. It did involve money. I did have to buy the business, and I was saving, honestly, throughout undergrad, which is kind of ironic. I know most people can't save in undergrad, but I'm just an odd one. I saved pretty much every penny. So it came at, the business did come at an expense. So yeah, that's a little bit behind Music Together. Oh yeah, and let me, I guess, define Music Together just in case. So Music Together is actually the largest music program for children. Most North Carolinians are familiar with Kinder Music, and that's the big one. But the reason why Kinder Music is more well-known than Music Together is because the nationwide headquarters is in Greensboro, North Carolina. I just found that out recently. Yeah. Huh. But Music Together, yeah. Music Together is actually international, but it's a music program, music and movement program for babies, literally from the age of birth through the age of 5. And we offer mixed age classes. Our professors, or our teachers, sorry, for Music Together, they're it's not that formal. They're trained the Music Together curriculum. Yeah, I don't want to speak too much about it too, because we have a whole 15, maybe 20 page philosophy about why we do what we do. Yeah, it's research based. It's amazing. It's amazing. So yeah, that's a little bit about Music Together and how we got started back in early 2019. So I am the director. I'm in charge of everything. I still learn a lot every day.
All right, man. No, that's awesome. Because I've always kind of wondered like the process for that, because it did just seem like I looked around one day and I'm like, oh, there's Chima running a business.
Yeah, so that's the thing too. Like, I really purposely kept it on the DL. Yeah. And I mean, with the exception of you, but you know how it is in the real world. You know, if you tell people your plans, the haters will try to, you know, try to come against you and try to uninspire you and stuff, and try
especially
to tell
with
you
that creative stuff too.
Exactly. So I really kept my mouth shut. I only told a handful of people. I don't even think, now that I think about it, I don't even think I told my parents. I only told, I'm serious. I mean, of course, at that time I was grown anyway, but still, like, I only told maybe one or two friends. Of course, the people at UNCP that assist me with all this. But yeah, like, I kept it a secret for many, many months. And then bam, like you said, one day I was like, hey, everybody,
today's the
day. I bought this business. Yeah, today's the day. So yeah, that's what happened. Yeah.
Well, and that hub is amazing. I mean, I remember, I don't know if you know James Freeman.
Faculty member.
Yeah, he was a professor, but he was big with that entrepreneurship hub.
Okay.
And just all those cats down there.
Yeah.
Awesome. I just feel like
Oh yes, I cannot thank them enough. Oh my god. Yes. Oh my goodness. People, and I just want everybody to know as well that it's not just limited to alumnus or alumni from universities. Like, once again, the hub is funded by the SBTDC, and that's funded by the government, and they're free because they believe that small businesses run our economy. So that's why it's free to anybody. So anybody that's looking to start a small business, go out to your local university, your public university, and see if they have an SBTDC, and they won't charge you a dime, and they're the nicest people ever. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I've seen you get that going, and then I've also seen a whole lot of talk with this this like Taco Bell Foundation you've been able to kind of get into. I guess kind of like what is that? Like, what do they do, and how has that helped you in your business, especially in the last few years?
Definitely indirectly. It wasn't anything directly, but I guess this goes back to my childhood. I mean, just being honest, I wouldn't say I was born and raised poor, but definitely I was born and raised from a single mom. So, you know, half the income that most households get, you know, with mom and dad income. So my mom told me around like, you know, my pre-college years, 15, 16, 17, like she was like, hey, I want you to go to school, but you know our situation, you know, like try to choose somewhere that's either not too expensive or you're going to have to, you know, pay for it on your own. And she meant that with love, of course, you know, she's a single mom. So around the age of like, you know, high school senior, I guess, 18, 17, 18, 19, my first couple years at Fayetteville Tech was dirt cheap, by the way, but still, like, all I did was just literally search for scholarships, because I knew that I wanted a college education, but I also knew that I didn't either, one, wanted to take out thousands in loans,
right?
Or, yeah, so what I did was one of the scholarship search engines, I think is Unigo, UNIGO.com, this was a video I could show you. I have like a file on my computer where I have literally about 100 essays that I've written. One summer back in my early undergrad days, I went to the library for like 2 weeks straight. And I kid you not, I sat there and I wrote essay after essay after essay. And did I get any scholarships? Yeah. I mean, not many, like about one or two. But then I came across a Taco Bell one. And it was different because most essays required something either by means of merit or whatever, but all they required was a 2-minute video, and they're back then, I think they're searching for, they call it passioneers, that's the term that they kind of dubbed, and they pretty much made it very clear that they only really want to give scholarship to people who are in love with what they do. So anybody that knows me, I mean, they know I love piano. Yeah. I mean, am I the greatest thing out here? No, but everybody knows I at least love it. So anyway, back in, I think, early 2017, which was my junior year at UNCP, I applied for the scholarship. It's super simple, literally a 2-minute video answering 3 questions from their prompt. And I applied for it and I submitted it. And next thing you know, get an email from the Taco Bell Foundation saying, hey, out of a ton of applicants, can't remember the exact number, but they're like, we chose you. So so they gave me the scholarship for my junior and my junior year. And at the time, to my what I can remember, the scholarship was very new, so they didn't have, it was just a one-time deal. But fortunately, my second year, they created a renewal program. So I, of course, reapplied for it, and I got it for my senior year. So in the renewal program, they also made it so that you can get it up to 4 years. So after undergrad, I took 2 years off once again, and I did all the stuff I talked about earlier, you know, teaching at Music and Arts, opening Music Together. And the spring of 2020, everybody knows what happened, COVID. So I was working full time, but also I was kind of on the fence. Like I had, I was working with my piano professor from undergrad. She fortunately lives in the same city that I lived in, Dr. Sungha Kim. And I told her, I was like, I kind of want to go to grad school. I was like, can you like teach me, you know, get me an audition ready just in case. So I had worked with her for like a year and some change. And then February of 2020 comes and I audition. And I told myself, I was like, if I get in to grad school, I was like, this would be, I was like, if I get in, I still might not go.
Oh no.
Yeah, literally. I told myself, I was like, if I get in, then I still might not go. I was like, I only am auditioning just to see what's out there. Mm-hmm. And then literally I auditioned. I did a great job. They accepted me at East Carolina University. They gave me an assistantship. They gave me a few scholarships. And then at that point too, I was still undecided. And then literally like 2 weeks later, March 11th, you know, I lost literally everything overnight when the pandemic hit us. So at that point I knew, I was like, wow. I was like, okay, here I have basically a full ride assistantship to East Carolina. I contacted Taco Bell, and remember the live my scholarship can get it up to 4 years. So I got it 2 years in undergrad, and my grad program here at East Carolina is only 2 years. So it worked out perfectly. So the combination of my money at East Carolina and the 2 extra years of Taco Bell and me losing my job, it was just a perfect recipe. It was just screaming to me, like, come to grad school. So that's a little bit the story of what happened, why I decided to pursue a master's.
No, but I mean, like, I love how that timing
like,
just fell perfectly. I mean, it timing, was, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, it was a matter of a couple. I'm telling you, like, think the date was February 22nd when I had audition. And then, as I'm sure you know, like, for graduate auditions, they have a deadline. Like, they have, like, auditions all the way up until, like, April, I think. But if you want to be considered for an assistantship, I think the deadline is, like, super early. So that's why I auditioned for it. Once again, at the time, before I even knew COVID was a thing or was going to become a worldwide pandemic, I still had told myself I was working. You know, I had music together under my belt. I was teaching piano full time. I had, like, five mini jobs. Yeah, I was just like, I really don't need a master's degree. And I auditioned just to see what was out there, just to see if I got in. And I got in, and then 2 weeks later, the pandemic hit. So it was meant to be.
Bro, I had my plane ticket on March 23rd for Australia. And then, yeah, the borders got closed on the 21st. It was like, oh, okay, I guess.
Wow.
I mean, yeah. You know, same thing. Started my own business, met Gloria, got married, have a kid. So it's like, you know what?
Oh, wow.
That time, I guess you can see that timing worked out, you know?
Okay. March of 2020 was definitely a pinnacle year for just about every American. Like, substantial things have happened. You know, I never thought in a million years I would have been here at East Carolina, you know, finishing a master's degree. You know, I never thought that. And basically for free, you know, once again, with the Taco Bell Foundation. So I guess before we continue, I want to brag a little bit about them as well. They didn't pay me to say this.
Like a writer.
But no, I've received other scholarships as well, including Chick-fil-A. I used to work at Chick-fil-A. They're all great, but like, even at age 27, I'm technically age out of their program. I think they cut off at 26, but they still support me. Like, they just sent me an email literally like a few days ago. They want me to come to San Diego for a workshop. And by the way, they do these workshops every year for Taco Bell scholars, aka people who have received the Live My Scholarship. Mm-hmm. And they literally pay for everything. They sent me to San Francisco in 2019. To meet and greet them. They paid for everything, just like a kind of a networking, you know, career mentors and stuff. But I guess my biggest breakthrough came through October of last year. This is not really affiliated. Well, it is affiliated with the scholarship, but this is called the FranMac Convention. It's like a yearly convention that they do for franchise owners of all Taco Bells in the nation. They just get together, you know, planning and stuff like that, introducing new Taco Bell menu items. And it's a really formal event, and they asked me to play piano for the event. And I actually was on the stage just moments before Katy Perry took the stage. So, yeah, I can literally.
Katy Perry.
Basically, yeah. So I was like a celebrity at my school for a little while. They were like, oh my gosh, you play for Katy Perry.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So I really owe a lot of my successes to Taco Bell. Once again, it's indirectly because I got to focus on school while Taco Bell paid for. And because I got to focus on school, I got to graduate. And because I got to graduate, I got to open my business. So it kind of, you know.
Right. Trickle down. Well, and that's the thing I love that too. Like, it wasn't just a scholarship, but it was like these conventions workshops and things.
Yes. And they're very clear about that. They want to be much more than just a scholarship. Once again, I've gotten more scholarships than just Taco Bell, but Taco Bell has definitely been far beyond just a check. far beyond a check.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I feel like for me, at least, that's kind of relieving. Just that, like, there are programs out there and, like, people out there who, like, want to invest and, like, you know, people for of sure. all yeah. ages, you know, like, find what you're passionate about. Like, let me help you, like, fuel this passion of yours.
Yeah, for sure. And by the way, this is a little side comment as well. If you're ever at Taco Bell, please round up. They ask you sometimes, like, if your total is $5.50, you can round up, pay the extra 50 cents, make it $6. That 50 cents will go towards the fund. And once again, I'm living, breathing proof that the money is put towards good use. So please do that for real.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Man. So all in all, do you feel like there's like an overabundance or like an underabundance of resources out there? Because I also know you said, like, you know, you were doing like all these essays and things like that. So where do you feel like things lie in regards to like supply demand for these grants and scholarships?
Yeah, so even though, once again, I don't know if this is whether encouraging or discouraging, but once again, I did apply for at least 100 essay-based scholarships, and then other scholarships as well, like they might say, I don't know, send a picture of a headshot of your graduation from high school and tell them what degree, you know, easy scholarships like that, but I didn't get many of those, but the fact of the matter is, somebody is getting those scholarships, so just because I didn't get it, the money is still out there. So I guess it is encouraging, you know, it's still a chance. And as far as the whole, I guess for the academic side, as far as the business side, there is tons of money out there. Tons of even money that I haven't even considered even getting because it's kind of overwhelming. No, for real. I mean, I guess COVID made things a little bit different too, but there's all sorts of COVID grants, but I've been told to contact local like county city halls and stuff and like local art districts. They give up money for I don't want to say, well, musicians and, you know, businesses like mine all the time. And I will admit I haven't really applied for those things yet, mainly because now I'm in grad school. I kind of shifted my attention mainly to grad school. But when I get out in just a few months, I'm going to shift most of my attention back to the business. Yeah. But there's all sorts of money out there. All sorts of money. Yeah. I mean, it will blow your mind. Yeah. And this is kind of off topic as well, but like during the pandemic, because I had owned a business during the pandemic and the pandemic was the reason why I had to shut down. There's all sorts of grants. I think most of the grants are kind of over now, but there was all sorts of grants, SBA, and the SBA is a Small Business Administration that's funded by the government, literally giving businesses thousands of dollars, no strings attached. Once again, the U.S. is a firm supporter of small businesses. They really do believe that small businesses drive the economy. So it's out there. It really is. If you have a dream for a small business, 9 times out of 10, if you're willing to put in the work, it's going to, if you find your target audience, I mean, it's going to thrive. I mean, it has really no chance of not thriving. That's just how I see it, at least.
Well, no, just from listening to you, I mean, I feel like that's what I've keep hearing is like, you know, keep putting in the work, keep going after it, keeping that drive. And I mean, like the results show up.
Yeah, absolutely do. I am a firm believer of that. And you're going to find someone that who supports what you do. I mean, of course, there's the contrary as well. You know, there's people that think what you do is crazy. You know, they think what you do is not worth it, but you're going to reach that target audience and just be a humble person, you know, be honest and put in the work, let people see that you're worth investing in, and you're going to reap it. You're going to reap those results that, you know, you put the work in for. Yeah,
I agree. Okay, man. Well, Shima, thank you so much. I mean, that's I, once again, every time I do one of these, I just don't know. I feel like I learned so much more. We get to go so much deeper.
I'm happy. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Anytime that you want to chat or anybody that wants to chat about business, I mean, don't get me wrong, too, y'all. Like, I'm still very young and still very early in my career, and I don't have everything figured out. I really don't. But I can definitely see a world of success ahead, not just because I think I'm great or anything, but I know what's out there, you know, and it's inspiring. So if you want to, you know, put my information wherever you're going to post this video, I'm guessing on YouTube, I will gladly follow up with anybody who has questions.
Heck yeah. Track down Chima.
Yeah.
Awesome, man. Well, I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
All right. My pleasure.
Chick-fil-A coming.
There's that Chick-fil-A. Yep.
Yep. Yep. All right, man. Well, let me know if you have any questions for real. I really do enjoy talking business. It really is.
No, same.
I mean, it's really is a new love of mine. You know, of course, music has always been there, but the business side of things is really becoming
same.
Just as passionate as I am, you know, as music. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, especially like the innovation side of things. Like, how do we take this and grow it? And, oh, man.
It's something empowering just being the head person. It's not even like arrogant type of thing. It just it's just
creative freedom wise and everything.
It really is. Yeah, I really enjoy it. So anyway, I don't want to hold you up.
you're all good, man. I'll let you enjoy the rest of your walk though.
All right, have a good one.
Oh, you too, man.